Okay, now that time I clicked the right button.
All right.
Yay.
Nice and in sync.
I'd sing one of their songs, but I don't know that I know any of them.
Oh, that's too bad. Not Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, that's them?
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I know some of their songs, but I don't know who sings said songs. Like, I'm sure if I hear their song, you know. The only reason why I know, you know, Backstreet's Back sings that song is because they put their name in the chorus.
Right. Right, that's appropriate branding.
And I don't know how they, you know, Backstreet was back when they were there for, you know, that was the first time they came anywhere, so.
They could have been their second album.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know.
Their first album was,
My Boy
They
Band,
Had the Right Stuff.
My Boy Band trivia is very, not good.
Hmm. Yeah, I suspect that was probably their second album.
The Right Stuff, wasn't it NKOTB?
Oh, was it? Yeah, it was. I'm way too far back. Ugh. It's all the same band, Craig. I don't know the difference.
I know, that's true. I don't either. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't know, five dudes. Tends to be one who can sing, one who can really dance, you know, one old fat guy who's in the band for some inexplicable reason.
Right.
Because he's always, you know, everyone else in the band is like in their 18s to 20s, and he's always 35. And I don't know why.
I don't know. The Wahlbergs have a lot of influence.
Oh, man. The Joey Fat one.
Yeah. Now all he does is host cooking shows.
He does. I like Joey Fat One, though. He's a funny guy.
Ken with the cooking shows.
I love cooking shows. I won't eat any of the food they make, but man, do I love a cooking show.
Hmm. See, I, on the other hand, have a wife that loves cooking shows, but I would love to eat 90% of the food that they make and watch about 90% fewer of the channels of the shows that I do watch.
I put that baking masterclass on my list of things to watch.
Nice.
But right now I'm trying to plow through Defenders, so.
Yeah, I got to get started. If I got some time after the show, which I won't, I'll do it. But maybe this weekend for sure.
I think I'm 4 episodes in. Maybe try and finish it up on Sunday.
Don't talk to Scott about it. Oh. Just don't. Don't bring it up.
Oh, okay. He hates it a whole lot?
Yeah. It's the worst thing ever.
It's not the worst thing ever. I've seen lots worse.
I've talked to Scott.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I've seen a lot worse TV shows than that one. I mean,
yes, you have.
Is it amazing? No. Is it the worst thing ever? No. I think it's on par with the rest of them. To me, Daredevil Season 1 is still the best.
Really?
Oh, that one was gold.
It was gold. I just didn't know that it was the best.
It was to me. I loved me all of Kingpin.
He was good. He is good. He was good in Daredevil Season 2, though.
Wasn't enough.
Mm.
They needed a whole lot less of two other characters and a whole lot more Kingpin.
Hmm. See, I like the two other characters.
I like Punisher.
I need more Stick and more
Yeah,
Kingpin.
More Stick and... I like Elektra, too.
Yeah.
I do like Stick.
Stick is awesome. I find him super enjoyable.
What you need is the Foggy Nelson show.
It's starring Foggy Nelson! he just needs an intro from Kermit.
Yeah.
Are we good to go? Should I be clicking the button?
I'm ready for you to click all the buttons. I mean, probably just the one, but...
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. We would like to remind you that there are hungry people in every community, but if you would like to help them in a more inclusive, hands-on way, why not consider volunteering in an organization like AmeriCorps? If you would like to know more about this and related organizations, you can go to www.nationalservice.gov, where you'll find a list of all the programs, all their focus areas, all their goals, and how to enroll. That's www.nationalservice.gov. And now, on with the show.
You know, we end up hiring a lot of those AmeriCorps people where I work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they come to us as AmeriCorps people, you know, do that for 6 months or whatever their, you know, sign-up tour of duty is.
Work with computers for the
No.
City?
Well, not the computers. Like, they work in planning or they work in the health.
Right.
Like, they work as interns and things. And then I think we've hired 2 or 3 of them on permanently, like, after their AmeriCorps time was done.
Wow. So that's a good sell.
It's a good way. If you want to try and get into a government job, try AmeriCorps.
Yeah, absolutely. What a great segue. And if nothing else, the picture that I'm looking at, I mean, it's clearly contrived, but worst case scenario, it is a group of really attractive multi-ethnic folks having lots of fun.
But who, you know, what could go wrong there?
Nothing.
Yeah. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 104th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also as Craig. With me, as always, Chaos 72, Sneaky Bean 15. It's Ian. It's Ray. It's Ray. It's Ian. It's the Puzzle Warriors. Hello.
Hello.
Wow. Did we catch you off guard?
Yeah, a little
bit. Are you doing your other show?
He's too busy playing the Diablos or something. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, yeah, I'm Puzzle Warriors. Ooh, I know them.
I've just got to click close.
I've heard of that show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do stuff on Wednesdays. I don't know. So this is the week of August 23rd through, sadly, the end of August. August 30th, 2017.
That's not quite the end.
Well, it's very near.
And very, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But man, where has the summer gone?
I don't know. We did lots of stuff.
I forget. You work for the government. This is close enough for government work.
Yeah. did everybody go outside with your fancy looking glasses and see the eclipse?
Sort of. I made a run at it president style and just stared right into the blazing hot sun. After I realized how uncomfortable that was, I closed my eyes and went inside, and there was a lot of cloud cover in my area, so I was really disappointed.
So we went to, our plan was to get glasses from the local university arboretum, because they said that they would have glasses. So unfortunately, we waited until lunchtime to try to get those glasses.
Oh, they were all gone.
We drove towards the arboretum, saw the army of people there, because apparently they were having a eclipse event.
Yeah, they are.
And there were police directing traffic, and we just turned around and went back. And as it turns out, the guy that I work with had a pair of glasses, so he was just passing them around. And
yeah,
I was actually in a meeting during the eclipse, and it got to a certain, like, got to like 2:20, and we went, okay, eclipse time, and we all just left the building. Watched the eclipse, and then went back in 20 minutes later.
Yeah, we
that arboretum, it's got it going on.
It is. There's a lot of stuff that happens up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We saw, I tried it two different ways. One, my boss had a pair of the fancy glasses, which gave it like a, you know, a, I don't know, yellowy tint. And another guy had brought in a pane of welding glass.
Sure.
And we looked at it through that, which gave it like a weird green tint. So we kind of got a couple different views at it. You know, it's a thing. It was a good excuse to stand outside for half an hour and not do any work.
Yeah.
You know,
it was really a good excuse for that.
Yeah, and I can't argue with that anytime. this week's stuffs in your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, today, Purple Fist. Thursday, Red Ragnarok. Friday, Purple Kamala Khan. Saturday, Blue Quicksilver. Sunday, Green Switch. Monday, her husband Vision. Tuesday, Purple Strange. Wednesday, Purple Thanos.
It's a strong week. There's a few hiccups in there, but a strong, strong week.
They're all pretty good. Ragnarok's still not as bad as I thought.
Quicksilver's a bum. And Vision's a bum.
They're not great.
Everyone else is pretty solid.
Yeah. I mean, Switch, Strange, Thanos, that's all, you know, and Fez.
Yeah, I got
both.
More grousing to do. Remind me later in the show.
All right. How about pheasanting?
No pheasanting.
All right.
Only grousing.
In your 5-day four-star clash! Of the Titans.
Urch.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. On the 16th, we had Big Punisher. He fought somebody.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Anybody remember who he fought? Because my brain is completely drawn a blank.
What's her name? Carol, 4-star.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
That could have been a thing.
Man, when did I become the reliable one? This is nonsense. that went okay.
You won that one?
Yes.
Pretty sure I won that. It seems like something that happened.
Yeah, either I caught a good board or... level 5 of whatever his middle ability is enough. that mercenary charge or something like that? Merciless charge.
Yeah, his green, right?
Yeah, green's the middle. Yeah, that got it done.
I definitely won. I don't recall, but I definitely won. Yeah, definitely won.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Time for Wapner. Yeah. Starting a couple days ago, the 21st was some guy. I don't know. He's got a sword or something.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I think he's a 4-star.
He could be.
Have a 3-star counterpart. I don't know.
I hear he doesn't like the smell of garlic or something. I don't know.
No, that's not true.
No, yeah. I don't think he's... I think he's fine with that. I think he doesn't like Steven Dorff and Kris Kristofferson.
Well, that could be. Any case, how'd you do with that guy?
Way better than I expected.
Really? That's
yeah,
cool.
I have him at a like a 2.52 or something. I can't be certain. Again, it's the middle power. With Tools of the Trade, I have at a 5. The other two powers, I have at a 2. And I caught a good board or something, but I wrecked Medusa today. Like, Bloodlust tore her up so quickly, it was fantastic.
Nice.
Man, the funny part I'm trying to find him in my roster, and I use him so never that I don't even remember what his cover looks like to try and find him. Oh, there he is. Yeah, I remember being not a big deal. I think I just...
Yeah, it went well.
Yeah, I think I just saved up some green and black and then pummeled her into submission.
Yeah, it seems like she is really helpful, but is not her own best friend.
Yeah, the big thing on I think with her is you don't let the hunger create strike tiles because she can then steal those strike tiles. You just match all the red away and use the bloodlust.
Right.
But yeah, I have him champed, so he did not have much problem.
Wait a minute. Coming up next is one of the classics. The Mr. Whoop 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 himself, the Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Mr. Lava Lava.
That's gonna be a rough ride. I don't even know who he fights. He probably fights Invisible Woman or Thing or someone like that.
My understanding is he actually fights Dr. Doom, yeah.
Dr. Doom, that makes sense.
Yeah, just make lots of blue and just keep stunning Doom. He'll be fine.
Yeah, it's possible. We'll see when we get there. I don't think I have him very high yet. But unrelated, I'm going to take this time to grouse to help break up this segment. I've had some time to play the game. I don't know where the time or the motivation came from, but I wanted to get on board for this new sort of Defenders event.
Sure.
So I was playing the Defenders PvP. Hyde is terrible.
Really?
He is awful.
Really?
He did nothing. He did nothing. Even I had him, of course, parable with... I was like, oh, great, here's Luke Cage. We can pair him. I get to see what that... I was like, yeah, that power doesn't do anything. I was like, oh, Chi Focus, what does that do? Yeah, it doesn't do anything. I was like... But then I couldn't really test out Unto Iron because every time I had enough to activate that, I was like, meh, I'm going to do Luke Cage's power. It's not coming to me right now. What it's called? Jab, jab, cross. That's
click,
it.
Click, boom.
Oh, you were using 3-star Cage.
Yeah.
No, what do you call it? Like Unto Iron, that is a beat down and a half.
Okay.
It is just
devastating.
Yeah,
should have given it a chance. I also don't have him, so I had to use the one they gave me.
Right.
Mm.
And that's why it was even more underwhelming. So I guess I'll have to reevaluate him when I have more of his covers.
Yeah, I champed him right in time for some of that. Well, man, when he's boosted, he is a beatdown. Especially when 4-star Power Fist is also boosted, Power Man. Woof. Those two together are rough.
My understanding is that he is maybe not a lot, but some of the other 4-stars. If you don't have him leveled, champed, all of his powers, he is not good. But if you're able to get him up high enough, then he gets strong real quick at the end.
Okay.
Yeah, when he boosted, I mean, I don't ever use him, but when he was boosted, I used him for this. Woo! He was something. And apparently people are complaining and saying that I'm wrong, which is, pretty often. Apparently Power Man is next, not Fantastic.
Oh, right on.
So, there you go. But yeah.
So you might have a chance there, Ian. You've got Luke Cage at 3-1-2.
Oh, all right. I'll see how that goes. See who he's up against.
That's a whole bunch of fiddle faddle.
It is.
I never use that power.
Fiddle faddle?
Yeah.
I like fiddle faddle.
No.
Does a lot of damage.
I think because I'm mostly using him with Blade when I've been using him, so I just never want to fire that off. Blade's 3,000-some points of damage every turn is just way better.
Yeah, that Bloodlust is good.
Yeah.
All right, then. Fine. Your story events, Prodigal Son, is still going since we talked about it last week. So not going to recap there. However, something exciting for tomorrow, the return of Galactus Hungers.
What?
Yeah.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. Out of the blue, but coming to you at lunchtime.
Oh, I guess I'll have to play that. As is as required of me. What's it do? Tell me more. Do I get anything for doing it?
In your individual progression rewards, you can acquire yourself a 3-star Strange cover.
Okay.
A second 3-star Strange cover.
Mm-hmm.
And if you make it all the way to the end, you will get a 4-star purple type Hornhead recruit token to celebrate the new 5-star Daredevil.
On
the Alliance side of things, rounds 2, 3, and 4 will get you one of each color of the brand new 3-star Elektra.
Oh.
Rounds 5, 6, and 7 will get you one of each Coulson cover.
Aha.
And finishing round 8 is another one of those Hornhead tokens.
Yeah, that's those Coulson covers are going
to
be nice.
Yeah, Coulson covers, a good time.
I'll have to try harder so we can get those Hornhead tokens. Yeah. I want to be included. The Alliance production has been lax lately, which I support, but I've been surprised.
They usually show up for the big Alliance events.
They do. They do. I just meant lately. Like, usually when I log in for, you know, the last, you know, 8 or 9 months, I'd be like, well, I barely play, but I know I'm going to log in today. I'm going to get some heroic tokens and I'll be good. I've not got a heroic token in like 4 weeks. Keep getting all these elite tokens. What the heck? I have to earn my own heroic tokens? This is nonsense.
See, PvP land right now, it is in between seasons. The next season will be the Space Ghost season.
Sweet. I want to be Blip.
Really?
Yep.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah, he does. He's the hapless dependent NPC so that we have a reason to go save someone. Or he gets Jan and Jace out of a lot of trouble.
Yes, true. He does go invisible. He does go invisible quite a bit and then sneak off.
He's crafty.
Right now it's in between seasons and they are firing at us all kinds of defenderish events for the off season. So Assassin for Hire is running right now. That gets you a Black Electra, a Black Drax, a CP. Top 5 folks get some Power Man and 6 to 50 are Hulk. Cage Match, get into the cage, is next. That will get you Hulk, Power Man, and then placement is Electra and Daredevil. And then Blind Justice will round out the in-between seasons there. So there you go. You all right there?
Yeah, I don't know. I just had the cage match just threw me into a weird space. For some reason, it took me to like a semi-old retired Luke Cage who is now like hawking like Nugenics or some other sort of male enhancement pill.
See, I kind of picture it was like, what is it? Rocky.
Balboa, you know, Rocky.
No, not Rocky, the other one. His other character, Rambo.
You
know,
okay.
The one Rambo where it starts out where he's living in the southeast somewhere and he's fighting with like sticks for a living?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think of. Which like when I think of old Cage getting in the cage. It's just him all scarred up, beat up, except that you can't scar up Luke Cage. His skin, you know, don't break.
Is that the third Rambo?
Yeah, isn't that the one where he has to go save us in Afghanistan?
Oh, really?
Well, no, he's got. That's where he has to go and save the brave Afghanis.
Right, but
those dangerous Russians.
Right, but they pick him up in you know Laos or somewhere.
That's the newest one, isn't it?
No, that's where the one they stay there the whole time in the newest one.
In Laos or something, and he has to rescue some missionaries that got kidnapped?
Yeah.
Right, that's the newest one, yeah.
All right, maybe I'm blending the two together, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to remember the plots, too, other than the first one.
Yeah, the first one's great.
It's really good. I don't know how it went off the rails for the rest of the franchise, but...
Man, yeah, First Blood is... that's a good movie. Yeah,
that is a really good movie.
I don't know, Stallone, man. His first movie's pretty good stuff. Rocky's amazing. Right, you know, First Blood's amazing.
Tango and Cash was solid.
His appearance in what is it? His one in Lava Girl and that Shark Boy or whatever. That's not so good.
I did not see that. But
isn't he in that? Is like the villain?
He does have some hits.
Yeah. Boy, I completely have no idea what I'm talking about.
Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah.
Huge hit.
All right, so yeah, Defender events.
You were at Blind Justice, and then you were going to start the news.
Right. Well, the first news is, hey, there are Defender events.
Yes.
But let's talk about the changes coming up for the Space Ghost season. Because this one I didn't see coming, one of these. So, starting with this season, they're changing Ghost Rider, because he's not very good. But they're also changing Kingpin, which I didn't think Kingpin needed changed in any way.
He's not horrible, but he could be better.
Yeah,
maybe they made him better.
Character's much worse than Kingpin.
That's true. That's true. But maybe this was one of those. Again, I was listening to a show where they were doing an interview with some of the guys from D3, and perhaps he's a personal favorite of one of the developers that he just wanted to see more successful. Because I know that happens to be the case with this upcoming Ghost Rider change.
It could be. All right, so Johnny Blaze, Burning Rubber. The cost has been increased up to 12 from 7.
Wow.
But it says damage has been significantly increased, creates 2 friendly attack tiles, and the AP cost of the power is reduced for each friendly attack tile on the board, getting it down to a minimum of 6. So nice. If you can get it going, it makes it yeah. cheaper. And then at max level, at max covers, it's 5,603 team damage, and the attack tiles do 612.
Wow. Okay.
That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Hellfire has been increased from 8 red to 9 red. Tower deals damage plus additional damage if an enemy is a villain, and creates a countdown tile. Each turn, the countdown tile creates two friendly attack tiles.
Ooh.
Again, making burning rubber happen a lot faster. Again, max and max, it's 4,402 damage, an extra 1,622 to a villain, creating strength 324 attack tiles. So not a huge amount of damage, but helps you get those attack tiles out there and you know, to try to get you burning rubber on a roll. You know, get it down to cost of 6.
That's gross. Burning rubber on a roll?
just think of that smell.
I did.
Penance Stare has not been changed because, well, that power is, you know, ridiculous.
It's
yeah. it's like, you know, I've killed you. There you go.
Oh, that's exciting, though, for me and for Ghost Rider.
So maybe he'll be
Because I've had him at, I've had him at like a 515 for the longest time, so he's been useless. But now I can just bypass Penance Stare and do other things with him.
Yeah. All right. So our good pal, Wilson Fisk.
Yeah.
Wilson's Gambit cost has been increased to 8 black AP instead of 6, but damage has been increased to compensate. Remove a friendly countdown tile to deal damage to the enemy if there are three or more friendly countdown tiles, remove three of them and deal enemy team damage instead. So now it can do an AoE. So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Max and max, it is 12,693 for one finger poke. Or if you can get rid of three countdowns, it's 8,474 team damage, where I'm guessing he shoves his whole big, you know, ham fist out there and pokes a lot of people all at once.
Totally does.
Hopefully they've changed the animation so, like, his whole hand is, like, sticking out there going, ah. like, his fingers, like, spread out real wide like he's casting burning hands or something. Like, ah!
Nice D&D reference.
Thanks. Fist defense, no changes made there. Your Magia Pons... Damage has been increased for each thug countdown created, and the duration of Magia Muscle and Magia Hitman countdown tiles have been decreased by 1.
Ooh, that is lightning fast.
Yeah, so the sniper is 4 turns, and at max it's doing 6,130 damage. The bodyguard is 3 turns for 299, and the thug pistol is 3 turns, 3245.
The bodyguard puts out strike tiles, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Strength 299.
Yes. Well, good for you, Kingpin. Moving up in the world.
So there you go.
Were there any other changes to the season?
No, that is all.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There's supposed to be it claims that there will be an all-new story event that will run alongside normal story events. So that I like because I like me some story events.
Hey, aren't people moving out of the latest legend or latest status as well?
Yeah, sure, but I never follow that. So.
Okay.
Mockingbird and Yondu will be entering Latest Legends.
Woohoo!
Venom, well, Agent Venom and Medusa will be going to Vintage.
Woo! Mm.
Sad to see Medusa go.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like everybody got her maxed while she was around, though.
Yeah.
I mean, not me, but, you know, normal people.
All right, so...
Two good additions. One that I don't care is leaving, and one... Well, I already have Medusa maxed, so, yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
To me, it's a plus.
I'm with you.
All right, Ian, flip a coin. Daredevil or Elektra? Where do you want to go first?
Oh, you always want to finish strong, so let's go with Elektra.
Woohoo, you chose what I was going to say.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's what you need to know about Elektra. Yeah, no, it's Elektra.
All right, we're done.
She, for some reason, she's like only semi-lazy Elektra. Two of her powers are Elektra and, Dancing with Death Double. Or whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah.
Running with the Devil, Dancing with Death, I don't know.
Dancing with Death.
Yeah, that has been replaced by a power called Crippling Blow for 9 red, deal damage, and create a 3-turn countdown tile, which deals, you know, X damage to the enemy when it ticks down each turn. At level 5, it's 891 damage, and a 4-turn countdown tile that deals 183 damage each turn. From otherwise, what I can see, you know, Shadow Step is Shadow Step, and Double Cross is Double Cross.
Hmm.
You know, I'm sure the numbers are smaller than 4 stars, but...
Sure, as they should be. Does this Elektra have sleeves?
No. She's got some wrappings around her arms.
Does the other Elektra have sleeves? Okay, same sort of uniform. It's not like a sleeves versus long sleeves kind of situation again.
It's a better cover, actually.
Yeah, I like the cover a lot.
Good on her. All right, get onto the meat.
Oh well,
this guy who I've heard so much about have had this is seen nothing.
Littlest amount of meat ever. They have really announced almost nothing.
Okay.
All right, he's got an ability called Ability One. It's a passive. It creates a strength tile and recovers health. Why does Daredevil heal himself? Got me. Ability 2. Create a countdown tile that deals damage at the end of your turn.
Okay.
I'm assuming that's like, you know, a different kind of billy club that hurts you instead of stuns you. Ability 3. Convert enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles to friendly strike tiles. Stun the enemy. That is all.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, it's like radar sense, but better.
So, yeah, I like stunning the enemy in addition. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like claiming them for your own, because didn't Radar Sense just make them go away?
Yeah, blew them up, right? Well,
yeah,
blew them up
and he
really
kicked you in the head.
Kind of converted them, I think, or, you know,
yeah.
Made them basics.
Yeah, they vanished, and he kicked you in the head for a little bit of damage.
Yeah, not like his red power, which really kicked you in the head.
A boot to the head.
A what?
Yeah, but that had trap tiles and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Blah.
Yeah, but I don't know. You know, they went to a lot of trouble, it seemed, to take healing away from a lot of characters who, you know... Should have healing, and then they give this guy healing. Seems weird.
Maybe he can heal now.
I don't
Maybe this new one is evil, and he's the leader of the Hand, and we know that the Hand minions are immortal.
They have inside them the blood of kings?
They do.
Hmm.
No, I think they just keep getting better until you chop off their heads.
Well, that's nice of them. I need some of that.
Yeah, didn't you watch any of those Netflix shows where the Hand minions just kept
getting
better?
Yeah, I watched them all.
Okay. This is where I'm basing my hypothesis in.
Oh, okay. All right. What else we got? I think that's really all the news. All the news that's fit to print. How about Willie rustle up something out of the mailbag?
He did, quite a bit.
Willie survive?
Man, I get the reference now, but only because you made me look it up previously.
Mm.
So first, from Willie... FHQ 1977 says that he thinks it may be time to give up the ruse and simply declare that UNC Samurai is the official unpaid intern of the PW3, as he has clearly passed the 6-month trial audition.
Well, he is unpaid.
That is true. And Grinch McScrooge said that on Discord he named him the D'Artagnan of the PW3.
Oh, poor D'Artagnan.
I like D'Artagnan. What's wrong with D'Artagnan?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember the third one's name. It's Athos, Porthos, and the third guy.
Aramis.
And D'Artagnan.
Artemis.
Aramis.
Mm.
It's not Artemis.
No, Aramis.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, Stink Palm. A little bit of talk about Danny, since we discussed him a bit last time. He says he has Danny at 355. He sees the merit of his green, but he's so self-enabling, generating his own colors, which... yeah, that's very true. And he says that he is redacting support for Yondu if his ability doesn't make that noise. Then he immediately said, wait, I play with the sound off. What do I care?
Yeah.
Dragon Squad says that Yondu's whistle is almost cool enough to get him to turn the sound on. And FHQ said, back on Danny. FHQ said that he plays him at 355 as well, unless you have a better green user and nobody uses black. Skippy KGT followed up and said that he's one of those characters that really benefits from being champion. Playing him with a Blade or Carol, 553 works. Someone who spams protect tiles, 535 is fun. And he says he really doesn't think he has a bad build. So, yeah, there you go. A lot of info about Hyde.
Yeah, I feel like I learned a lot just now.
Joe said, organized and unavoidable. I like it. If you remember, that's what we said Joe was. Organized and unavoidable. He also said, Space Ghost, the book that you mentioned, Craig, Future Quest Showcase,
is a
one-shot.
Oh, yeah, that made me sad.
Yeah.
I still haven't read it yet because I am 2 weeks behind on comic books. But Well, counting today, I'm now 3 weeks behind on comic books.
Wow.
Yeah, really behind.
He also said, someone tell Craig that the Power Pack is coming back this November.
Oh, I'll pick that up.
He needs more comics to read.
Yeah, I'll totally give Power Pack number one a try. Those kids got to be, what, 40, 50 by now? you know, age times in comics, age everyone ages at the appropriate rate, right? They can't all be 10 anymore.
They're all, what, 30?
I would think.
Beer bellies.
They called the Over the Hill Pack. I don't know.
D-Wing Illinois said that after 103 episodes, we three have finally found the most regionally specific conversation that we've ever had, local radio stations. And he thanked me for realizing that it was only enjoyable for, well, the three of us. But hey, you know, that is why this podcast started.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
He also said kudos to Craig for taking the Stephen Dorff on golf route rather than theorizing on Tracy Lord's powers. Nobody wants to hear about that.
No.
He also said that he's all in on the Gray Iron Man 2-star.
Yeah, see, that's a good idea.
I really just wanted to bring that up again because I think it is a good idea.
Yeah, Anthony Patch, you listen to this show once in a while.
Throw out a 2-star.
Make this happen. Give me 2-star, you know, original Iron Man.
I think it'd be cool.
Mark, you know, 1/2. I don't know what he called the first one. I guess it's Mark 1. But
He also said hashtag organized and unavoidable. And he said Snake Eyes. We were talking about G.I. Joe last time. Snake Eyes is proof that good guys do wear black. He said that G.I. Joe was part of his before school routine with Inspector Gadget and Mask.
Well, like both those shows.
He says he had to leave to walk uphill both ways before Transformers came on, and he's still bitter.
More than meets the eye. Hey, speaking of G.I. Joe and Transformers, by the way, if you head over to HumbleBundle.com this week.
HumbleBundle?
HumbleBundle.
Okay.
.com.
They give you bundles of video games and books and things. Right now, the book bundles are either a bunch of classic Battlestar Galactica comics or a bunch of G.I. Joe and Transformers comics. You can get a whole slew of comics for $25. So if you're into Transformers and G.I. Joe comics,
how many comics are in a slew?
I did not count them all. It was a fair amount.
Okay.
Because like a lot of them are like trade paperbacks. So it's like five issues, and it's a whole page full of things like that. So it's a really good value. I bought myself the G.I. Joe Transformers one. Debating on the Battlestar Galactica one because, you know, it's Battlestar Galactica. But Galactica BS. My classic Starbuck Battlestar Galactica.
Starbuck was a man. So the key is to get so far behind on comic books that it wraps around and you're suddenly ahead?
That's right.
Okay.
Let me know how that works.
Yes, Samurai, it is the UNC. It is the Transformers versus G.I. Joe by IDW. That's in there. Check it out.
Wow. The Lone Magician, we were talking about names for 4-star Gamora. He suggests a nickname for 4-star Gamora, Formora.
No, I'm still sticking with Gamorpha.
Gamorpha.
I don't know. That makes me laugh. I think I'm until we get a better one. I'm telling you,
that's all I hear in my head every time is that SNL skit with that Gamorpha. Coffee machine. Gamorpha.
With Starbucks at home.
Gamorpha.
Grinch McScrooge also said that everyone's favorite segment, hyper local talk. Next episode. Next episode: property tax assessments and hedge trimming ordinances.
Oh, hey. Here, you want an update on local stuff? I've been invited
for this better than the bomb threat bank robber.
No. Yeah. No, that's a different problem. No, and more importantly, because this involves me.
Oh.
I'm going to be on the local township's stormwater advisory commission.
Get out.
So, Ray, if you've got some stormwater problems in Ferguson Township, you know the guy to talk to.
Is that because you live next to I don't even know what you live next to. It's where all the water goes in the county.
Yeah, that giant pipe trench.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's why I was invited. So
they're tired of hearing from your wife?
But apparently some legislation was passed about the Chesapeake Bay watershed area that we all drain into. And that there's going to end up being some fees imposed to handle stormwater treatment in this here part of the state.
Will this give you the authority?
No.
To run those people off the tent city that are protesting the watershed?
Man, I wish if I could drive by there with like a high powered hose and a, you know, on like a fire truck, I would totally spray them just for fun.
I knew you would. That's why I brought it up. They're just trying to do something good for the community. And Greg's like, get them with a fire hose.
All right, Donkey Teeth, we're not going to cover weather and sports, but yes, we did have two bomb threats and a robbery of a bank yesterday. So that's big news for this town.
It was right down the road from where I live,
yeah.
Which in this part of the state, that's surprising.
I'm going to say, I'll give you live coverage of the Little League World Series if you need, but that's the best I can offer.
One of these days, I'm going to make it up there and watch one of those games.
Let me know. I'll be around.
Yeah.
He will not be excited, but he'll be around.
No, I'll be dead inside.
Well, we'll wait a couple more years, and maybe Owen will like baseball, and he'll want to go.
I still won't like baseball, though.
I didn't say you would. I said Owen might like baseball.
He might.
I'll leave you at home, and I'll take Owen with me.
That sounds fine.
We can enjoy baseball.
Last thing I have is Grinch McScrooge has said that he never realized that Willy Lumpkin mythos was so deep. I don't remember what we said about Willy.
I don't know.
I had a complete blank there, but
he's just like the Fantastic Four's mailman, right?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. Oh, that's all the mail?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying that was all about Willy. But thanks, Willy.
That was also all that I had about Willy.
All right. Ian, what time is it?
I completely forgot.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to mention on the on Discord, Cactus Jack posted a picture of himself at the beach wearing our Puzzle Warriors 3 Bang Bang shirt.
Yeah.
What a great beach wear choice.
Bang Bang, my baby shot me down.
Nice. That's good jam.
Now what time is it, Ian?
Oh, it is time for the featured character of the week.
Week.
Yeah, it was a little weak. But that's okay, because this time I've got so much featured character. So nice, I'm doing it twice. It's the doublemint version of the featured character of the week, with everybody's favorite hero, heroic pair, Cloak and or Dagger.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Double your something with doublemint gum?
One lives in darkness, one lives in sun. Oh.
No.
Well,
all right, let me tell you about a story that I like to call Dagger in Front. It's got three powers. One of them is yellow, costs 8 yellow AP. It's called Light Knives. Deals 343 damage to the target and removes up to 2 enemy strike, protect, or attack tiles. If no such tiles exist, the damage is done to the enemy team instead. Damage increases. You can remove up to 3 tiles. Damage increases, and damage increases, and you can remove up to 5 tiles. I like it. So at her max level, she's doing 3,371 damage and can remove up to 5 tiles. Child of Darkness. It is a passive 0 black AP ability. What's Cloak up to now? At the start of the turn, if there are at least 13 black tiles on the board, create a strength 32 red attack tile. If not, convert up to 2 basic tiles to black. Strength of the attack tile goes up. It drops to at least 11 or convert 3. Strength of the attack tile goes up. Strength of the attack tile goes up and it drops to 9 and convert 4. So at the maximum level, you're creating a strength 193 attack tile. If there are at least 9 black tiles or convert up to 4 tiles to black. Pocket Dimension. It's cost 6 purple AP. It deals 333 damage and replaces Cloak and Dagger's powers with new powers. If there are at least 13 black tiles on the board, this power costs 3 less AP, down to a minimum of 3. Damage goes up, and it goes from 13 to 11. Damage goes up, and it goes from 11 to 9. So 2004 damage. 3 less AP if there are at least 9 black tiles. All right, now Cloak is in front. Child of Light. Let's see, at the start of your turn, if there are at least 13 yellow tiles on the board, restore 194 health. If not, convert up to 2 basic tiles to yellow. Health restore increases. This is identical, so it's not so bad, except it's healthier. Health increases. Tile drops from 13 to 11 and up to 3 yellow. Health increases, drops from 11 to 9, and up to 4 yellow. So, restores 1,032 health if there are at least 9 yellow tiles. If not, convert 4 tiles to yellow. The Darkness Hungers. 8 black AP. If one does not exist, create a 3-turn black countdown tile targeting a chosen enemy. When this tile is on the board, that enemy loses 2 levels in all powers to a minimum of 1. See, as the levels increase, the countdown goes up to a 4-turn, a 5-turn, and the powers decrease by 3, a 6-turn, and the powers and then a 7-turn tile, and the powers decrease, a fortified tile! Woohoo! Spicy! and the power's decreased by 4. So he's creating a, they're creating a 7-turn fortified countdown tile that decreases the power level of one enemy by 4.
Yeah, that's pretty strong right there.
That is significant.
Yeah. Here, let me nerf your one guy completely all the way down.
Yeah, that surprised the crap out of me when I was playing against them. I didn't even know they could do that. I'm like, why did my one power just do, like, no damage?
Sorry, I have a different scene in my head for a minute.
Okay.
Well, if you ever watch Stripes, there's a, you know, part of the movie, and the, what the guy's comment is, I didn't know they could do that. If you know the scene I'm talking about, it's not fit for this show. But
right.
But that's what I hear in my head when someone says, I didn't know they could do that. That's immediately where my brain goes every time.
Thank goodness. I thought you weren't going to tell us for a minute because you were like, there's a different scene going on in my mind. And I thought it was like the when Homer Simpson's like, you have my undivided attention. And there's like a black and white cartoon dancing in his thought bubble. I thought you were giving me one of those. I'm listening, Ian. Go on.
Oh, yes, indeed, we do.
All right, we are back to the pocket dimension. It costs 6 purple AP. Let's see, it deals 333 damage and replaces Cloak and Dagger's powers with new powers. If there are at least 13 yellow tiles on the board, costs 3 less AP down to a minimum of 3. Damage increases, drops from 13 to 11, drops from 11 to 9 as the damage increases steadily. So it does 2004 damage, costs 3 less AP if there are at least 9 yellow tiles.
Ian, immediately that, UNC Samurai got me a graphic of John Larroquette looking through his telescope from Stripes.
Man.
If only it was a GIF of that telescope flying out the window.
Yeah, that's true.
That guy can do everything. If he can send me some good fantasy football picks, he's definitely hired. So, yeah, these guys, they're wacky. I'm gonna say that middle ability has to be a 5. Because the 7-turn fortified countdown tile makes me chuckle. Otherwise, let's see which one is better. The damage and health? Or yeah, it's got to be a 5-5-3. Pocket dimension is no reason to increase pocket dimension beyond level 3.
Well, the problem is it's super cheap.
Yeah, it costs 6 no matter what. And
no, it goes down to 3, though, if there's black.
Yeah, I mean, it's super... Right, but if there's black or yellow, because it's the same... Either way, it just depends on who's in front and who's so. I don't know. I'm pretty. It seems pretty straightforward that you want to go 5-5-3 with these guys.
That's probably what I would do. I don't have them championed, so I can't do that yet.
I do not either. I don't have them anywhere near championed. I would like them. They look fun.
Ditto. I have 5-4-2, so I'm getting close to a 5-5-3 already.
Yeah,
I got a 5-3-4 at the moment.
Oh, you guys are both on the cusp. Maybe tonight things will swing in that direction.
We're on the edge of glory.
Yeah. Well done.
So did you see that Daywalker posted the video of Homer Simpson with a black and white cartoon in his mouth?
Sure.
No, and I never had Discord open, so I was missed out. But I was like being surprised by all the stuff you guys tell me that's going on. Hey, so that was Cloak and or Dagger, the featured character of the week.
Just for you, Ian.
Week,
Samurai
week.
Went and looked up that the top 6 builds. Number 1 is 5-5-3. Number 2 is 5-3-5.
To co-opt everybody's favorite beach goer. Bang, bang.
How's people's vines? Where's your vine at?
Could be tidy. Tell me about yours.
Oh, mine always.
And then I'll show you mine.
Mine's never any good. So right now I've got... Oh, I might as well just sell this now. I got an Agent Venom dying in 22 hours.
Yep, so...
Then I've got a Mordo, 2 Gamorphas, and a Drax. but I did champion, what's his name? Hyde.
Yeah.
The other day, so that was nice. Just in time for all these here boosted Defender events.
I know that she is boosted now and won't be soon, but Gamora is the way to go. She's really, really decently strong. You throw her in with a Rocket and Groot and go to town.
She's got the insta-kill too, right?
She does.
Yeah, I do like insta-kills.
I have yet to see that.
Oh.
I have her championed. I've been using her every day. I have yet to see that.
You got to team her up with Quake.
I could do that.
Oh, the resonance frequency, those things away.
You blow up all the purple.
Yeah.
And then Gamora insta-kills.
Sure.
Right on. Golly, Quake is so versatile.
Yeah, she really is.
I love Quake. She's terrific.
She is the secret Medusa. Everybody uses Medusa everywhere, and really, Quake is really good with everyone as well.
Just for nothing else, those big AoE attacks are just negated. Oh.
My Vine is nice and trim. I have one 3-star Star Lord.
If I don't
Star
say
Lord.
So myself.
Yeah. 3-star Star Lord that I have. Let me look at him. I don't know what I have him at, but it's something inconvenient. It's 5-5-2 or 5-2-5 or something like that, and I don't have that color right now. So I got 7 more days to get this matched up with some other willing colors.
No. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Super tidy.
Ray, where are you at?
I'm pretty good. I have 15 covers in there, but they're all 2-stars, so they're all just, you know, in the cycle. I sold off my cloak and dagger that I couldn't use, which made me sad, but I've got Rocket and Groot now, I've got Hyde, I've got Gamorpha. Yeah, it's all good.
You know, I got it on good authority from a priest of Rathma that everyone must serve the cycle.
I have to agree.
Yeah, that's it. All right, reward of the week. Did anybody get anything notable?
I did.
It slipped my mind if I... Tell me more.
Tell me more. I got nothing.
I don't remember what it was from. A PvP? It might have been a PvP. I got 2 of the new 3-star
Electra
covers.
Yeah. No, I got no Electra.
It was surprising. I was playing, I think it was the Hyde PvP.
Yeah, the Defender PvP?
Yeah, and I just threw him with Power Man, and I don't even... Oh, and Blade, and... Yeah, I got up to, I got over 900 points.
Wow.
Wow. So,
yeah, I got an X-Force Deadpool for getting 900 points and then placed in the top whatever and got 2 Electro covers. So, there you go.
Cool.
There you go. I got nothing until we open something here in a second.
Okay.
You know who will let you open things? This guy. Shout out.
Kind and benevolent benefactor.
Yeah, let's open something.
Okay. I got a fresh... Brand new, just earned this morning, Left Eye Pokeable, latest Legends cover.
Do it, Doug.
That will yield me none other than... Ha! Kingpin.
Ha ha!
The new, beefier Kingpin, gambittier. Let me see if this is a good cover or a sad cover. It's a good cover. That will take him to a 2-2-5.
I'm going to tickle Iron Man, or Iron Man, Spider-Man in his armpit. The 4-star. It is one Phil Coulson.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, and a bonus.
You already have him champed, though.
Bonus Battery Bird.
Aw.
That's a 2-fer right there.
I should have went second.
Yeah, that's...
so that makes my Battery Bird a 2-2-2. He's in the double poop house.
Wow. Yeah.
Coulson is now up to level 283.
Right.
That was a was good times right there. Yeah, we figure out, we hammer down Galactus.
286.
Yeah, I'll get 3 more levels. That'll be good times. Ray.
All right.
I'm going.
Ray.
Poking him in the eye, because it's so big. I got a 4-star.
That's what she said.
Oh, it is a 4-star Hyde. Crowd control.
Crowd control to Mr. Hyde.
So that'll take him up to a...
Commencing focus, keys on high.
272.
Punch you in the head, it's like unto iron. Wah, 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 wah. This is crowd control. All right, everyone.
Is that Foreigner?
Yeah, absolutely. Is it Bowie?
Yes.
It's always Foreigner. Anyway, so, yeah, double stuff for me. Thanks, this guy.
Yeah, well done. Good opening.
Yeah. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. Go check out the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is a podcast collective, if you will, a network of fun and interesting podcasts that you can listen to in addition to this fine podcast. If you would like to find them all, you can check out puzzlewarriors3.com. We have direct links to their pages on our homepage, or you could simply find them in one big bucket over at the soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Man, I really just have a whole song worth of lyrics for crowd control going on in my head.
Wow.
Man,
that was quick.
It just keeps going. Whoa. All right, I think that's all we got this week. You guys all summed up? You all good? You all glory?
Yeah,
all
I think so. I just want to encourage everyone in the Puzzle Warriors Alliance to participate in the Galactus event.
So thanks everybody for joining us again this week. As always, puzzlewarriors3.com. You alright there?
Sorry. Okay. That was unexpected. That crept right up on me and now I'm sad.
Ian almost died right there. Comments, suggestions, anything you want to talk about with us on the show, you can head to our webpage, leave a comment there, shoot us an email, shoot us a Twitter, shoot us a Facebooky, or on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or on the D3 forums. All these places Ray will check, because that's what he likes to do. Check all the things. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on the Amazon banner on our webpage, you buy something, we get some kickback, or you can head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3, buy some stuff there, we get a little bit more kickback. Or you can become one of these super awesome patrons where we get all the kickback by heading over to the Patreon link from our webpage. That's all I got for now, so goodbye, and remember, kids, beware of Transylvanians named Carl.
Seriously.
Good night, everybody.
The second most famous Transylvanian. bye, friends.
Good night.